asked. My father's words flew around my brain like an annoying fly you couldn't swat away. Standing in the Cavallaro's mansion and seeing their expectant faces, I realized there was no way I could refuse their offer, at least not yet. Maybe I could work as a bodyguard for 1 or 2 years and then ask Dante to put me back to the task of torturing people for information. Kids usually can't stand me, I said, which wasn't really the truth. Kids were drawn to me like flies to shit, but I didn't have the necessary patience to stand their presence. Valentina laughed.
Oh, don't worry. Anna gets along with everyone. She's a very social and empathetic girl.
Of course. Why did parents always think their kids were God's gift to humankind? Highly talented and well-behaved altruists, when most of them were annoying, spoiled brats with egomaniac tendencies and a penchant for honesty that bordered on cruelty. I'm sure she is. Steps rang out upstairs, and a flash of brown hair popped up at the top of the stairs. Anna Cavallaro practically frolicked down the staircase, her ponytail bobbing up and down in the most annoying way possible. As icing on the cake, she was dressed in a checkered costume even a woman in her 50s would feel old in. She flashed me a smile. Her eyes sparkled with excitement. She pushed her hand in my direction, peering up at me.
Nice to meet you.
I forced a smile that felt like it might actually freeze over my fucking face muscles. Pleasure, I gritted out. It was a lie, but from the look in her eyes, she didn't realize it. Dante, however, seemed to look right through me. Yet, he didn't look displeased by my lack of excitement over meeting his daughter. He knew my ability to protect her didn't hinge on sympathy. I released her small hand the second propriety allowed it. Another thing I fucking hated, having to be proper. Now that I'd spend my days around Dante's daughter, my unrestrained cursing and bursts of rage were a thing of the past.
It'll be fun, Anna said.
Maybe she thought I would be her friend or her personal playmate. The girl had a nasty surprise waiting for her. I would protect her. That was the extent of our bond.
So you'll protect me with your life?
She asked with a curious tilt of her head, her blue eyes trying to put me on the spot and test my sincerity. And for the first time today, I didn't have to lie. I'll protect you until I take my last breath. Or until your father shows me mercy and puts me out of my misery.
Anna. The first time I met Santino, I almost burst with excitement. I had only briefly seen him before, but even then, his tallness and handsome face had made my belly flip for the first time in my life. I was excited about having him guard me. He seemed like he could be fun to be around and not such a stickler to the rules. I thought he and I would get along well. Soon, I realized that wouldn't be the case. In the beginning, Santino had still tried to mask his annoyance over having to watch me, but it became apparent very quickly. He didn't like children or people in general. He didn't like when I talked to him, or when I laughed too loudly, or when I breathed too close to him. He barely tolerated my existence. I was pretty sure only his sense of duty kept him from strangling Leonis or me. I was angry, really angry. I'd been raised to be well-behaved, polite, and think before I acted. Mom and Dad were both poised and controlled in public. They were what I aspired to be. Santino sat at the table in the guardhouse with his dad and Mom's second bodyguard, Taft. I swallowed when I stepped into the room but tried to hide my nerves. "Can I have a word with Santino?" I asked, my voice firm. I felt proud of how confident an adult I'd sounded. People always told me I was an old soul hiding in the body of a 12-year-old. That didn't stop them from treating me like a kid, though. Taft's mouth twitched and he got up.
Of course.
Santino's dad gave Santino a look I didn't understand before he rose as well. With a brief smile at me, both men left. Santino leaned.